day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Strong early support in live cattle and feeder cattle markets have backed away with increased trade interest holding today throughout the complex. July corn futures about 3 cents lower, the Dow Jones 96 points lower, NASDAQ down 33 points. Over in live cattle, light buying continued to be in nearby contracts following strong underlying support from the cold storage report and export sales report, which posted increased exports for the week. Traders were looking for increased short and long-term demand, even though the upcoming cattle on feed report may post record numbers of cattle on feed yards. Cash cattle interest, though, is sluggish today with light to moderate live cattle sales seen in the north at $116 per hundredweight. This is a dollar per hundredweight lower than last week's live prices in the north. Bids were seen in all other areas in the same range as of Wednesday. Box beef cutouts, though, were higher today, up 86 cents in select and up 76 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 73 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, initial gains were in the complex, which slowly eroded throughout the morning as traders held a mixed trading range from 20 cents lower to 15 cents higher. Strong export sales gains for beef has sparked additional support throughout the complex, with May and August futures holding a 10 to 15 cent gain as very limited movement was seen throughout the live cattle trade. Underlying concerns, though, surrounding aggressive cattle on feed report expectations are expected to continue to limit market support over the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was 3 to 4 cents higher with trade finding support from the wet forecast, with trade still below $4 July. Soybean trade was flat to 2 cents lower with active two-sided trade again. Meal was narrowly mixed with oil 25 to 35 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 3 to 11 cents today with spread swinging back to favor Chicago after narrowing the first half of the week with disease and demand concerns dominating. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.